Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, AMA in just a moment. But first, your chance to win $1,000. We start the 11 and 12 o'clock hour every day on our show throughout the month of January with this. So your chance to win $1,000 right now. Chance to win $1,000. Make sure you use the code word. Which one is it? Job. Text JOB to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Next chance to win $1,000 tomorrow on our show, 11 a.m. and noon, and the rest of the week and the rest of the month here on WIP. Let's get to it, AMA. You ask, we answer. James Seltzer, what are people asking?
All right, let's start out on Facebook. Benjamin Isaac Brandenberger, a question that I feel is really tailored to Joe here. What is something you like to do that other people would probably consider weird if they knew?
Well, don't they know all of mine? I mean,
they know a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else is left. I mean, John, do you got something that's other than not combing your hair and looking like a six-year-old when you wake up and you go to work like that? Anything else is weird you do?
Probably a lot. You know, the kids and I, we just moved to a new place in August, and it's got hardwood floors.
Ah, this is weird that you do this. I know where you're going.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's weird.
I don't know if you know. I have skateboards. My kids and I, we skateboard everywhere in the house.
That is bizarre.
It's pretty awesome, especially my youngest. My youngest Mila and I, we are skating all the time through the house.
That is just odd.
It's transportational.
I
think it's great for her. I mean, like proprioceptively, she's learning, like she's leaps and bounds ahead of most 9-year-olds.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know. I got to think if you want something else, I think I tell you a lot. I'll try to come up with something else. But I've told you, I rub my feet in the rug.
That's so gross.
Yeah, I rub my feet. It's like a massage. Rub my feet in the rug.
You're gross.
I'll try to come up with more.
All right. Stick with Facebook. Jonathan Spar asks, if you could be one character from a movie, just movies, who would you be? He also says, your show is awesome and keeps me motivated each day.
If you could be one character from a movie, I mean, obviously, like, Superman comes to mind. If you're not talking superhero, maybe Gatsby.
I could see that.
But, you know, I'd get the girl in the end, and I'd live happily ever. And I'd live.
Yeah.
I'd live. I wouldn't die.
A lot of parties.
I would live. I'd have the parties. Everyone come to my place. We're going to have a big party. Someone else is paying for it.
We already know what a good party host
I'm a great party host. I'd be Gatsby. I'd be Gatsby. And I'd get the girl in the end.
Yeah. I mean, it's an Avenger. Think about if you were Tony Stark, like the world's richest man, and you'd have the Iron Man suit where you could do anything. You're a superhero. But then I wonder if it's better to be Thor, where you're a freaking demigod. And you can fly. I mean, like, real. Just
you
like
always want to fly. That's your go-to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he can fly with a hammer, I guess. Anyway, either of those guys.
Okay. Good question here on Twitter from Jack the Mike. Jack asks, now that Harold Carmichael has been elected to the Hall of Fame, who is someone in any sport that is not currently in the Hall of Fame but you think should be?
Jim Plunkett.
Hmm.
Two-time Super Bowl winner.
Jim Plunkett is the only two-time Super Bowl winner to not be in the Hall of Fame.
Of retired
players. Jim Plunkett,
players.
Who went to, from Stanford also. Jim Plunkett, what a story, by the way. I don't get it. I don't see what's the wait. What's the holdup?
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, look, I would throw a lot, not all, but a lot of the guys performance-enhancing related in baseball
like
in.
Bonds,
so
Clemens.
Bonds and Clemens. So that's got its own category. I put Pete Rose in. That's got its own category. Football-wise, I put Seth Joyner in, Eric Allen, Dick Vermeil. I'll tell you one different level Hall of Fame. A lot of people might disagree with me. I feel rock solid, total in agreement with myself on this one, if you can be.
It's not
the NFL Hall of Fame, but it's the Eagles Hall of Fame. Joe Banner should be in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I agree with that.
Joe Banner had a huge role in creating sort of like the modern-day Eagles from the stadium to the NovaCare complex to successful football that we've grew accustomed to, Joe Banner should be a member of the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I agree.
No question in my mind about that.
That's a really good one. All right, let's stick with Twitter, John. This one's for you, and obviously in the news of the day, or some of the news of the day we talked about with Luke Kuechly. At Bleeding Green 36 asks, does seeing Luke Kuechly retire at 28 make you think you should have left the game earlier? And do you would you let your
no.
He wants to know also, would you let your kids play and how you feel about the whole thing?
Well, I think about should I have continued to try to play when I was told that I was physically unable, you know, when I got released here and I went to Cincinnati and they failed me on my physical and they said, we know you've been playing. We don't know how. I still regret not trying to go somewhere and keep playing.
Well,
and then I think, you know what? Maybe it was my body just telling me it was time. And maybe that did protect my head in the grand scheme of things. So for me, I mean, I ended up netting 7 years and I never got to 10, which was my goal. So I will always regret that. And I still wish that I would have gotten to 10, even in light of Luke Kuechly's retirement. But my son is now in ninth grade. He's never asked to play football.
That's wild.
He's played lacrosse,
right? Yeah.
And now he's doing rowing. Like apparently rowing is what he's cut out to do.
Good.
He's different than me.
I mean, rowing will get you into a good college.
Forever.
That's for sure. That'll get you into a good college.
So I'm glad. I am very thankful that he's into that.
Yeah.
I would have also been very thankful had he wanted to play football, but he would have had to beg to play.
Okay. All right, Joe, good one from our buddy Chris in Ben Salem on Twitter. He says, Joe, what happened to our free throw competition? You skated through the entire year of 2019. He even throws a man up in there, Joe.
Pipe down when you give me the man up, Chris. Knock that off. Look, it'll happen. It'll happen. It can happen really soon. I've told you my goal. I mean, I got to get healthy, and I will view myself as healthy if I can get to the Super Bowl and the pain hasn't come back in my elbow. That's the goal. I had the last little, what you call, I don't know, procedure or something was the needling, and that was mid-November.
The needling.
Last time, the pain came back in 2 months, so we view kind of 2.5, 3 months from that. If the pain hasn't come back, I guess I'm healed. So if I can get to the Super Bowl and still be feeling good, then I'll consider myself healed and we can plan it. Simple as that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, one more. This one from the text line. It's a great question. I saw someone tweet this, and maybe they stole it from there, but it's a great question regardless. If you could wipe one movie from your memory and then watch it again for the first time, what movie would you choose?
Wow.
You know what comes to my mind right away is Rocky II. I'd love to be in a theater watching Rocky II. I don't remember the first time I watched it. I was probably 4, right? I mean, Rocky II, not knowing is he going to win, and being in a theater, which many members of our audience right now were in a theater, if you're old enough, but I was not. I'd love to be in a theater and watch Rocky become the heavyweight champion of the world.
There were some
Joe answer.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah.
There were some movies that you saw and it was just different. It felt different the whole time.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix is actually the first one that came to my mind.
That's the first one that popped in my mind. I would love to wipe that from my memory and see that.
It looks so different. But then I think, well, maybe other movies have sort of raised the bar too and they do similar things. No one was doing what they did when they did it. And so maybe it wouldn't be as good the second time. But that was the first one that I thought of. Loved it.
But he said wipe your memory, so it wouldn't be the second time. It'd be the first time.
Yeah, I know. But now the other movies are doing sort of similar things with the slowing down time.
I gotcha.
You know, the physics of it all.
Yeah, in 1999, it was a lot crazier probably than it was.
All right. And with that, we shut it down. Good questions today. I don't need Chris and Ben Salem telling me to man up.
I did.
I'm all man right
and
here.
Chris,
answer, call in
no,
and give
wait,
him a shot.
Wait.
I'm
your
all
answer
man.
Was the least manly answer you could have given.
To get healthy?
He said man up, and you're like, well, if my elbow hurts and if it still hurts after the Super Bowl, I can't do it because I'm injured.
No, it's not that I can't do it. It's that I choose not to put myself out there when I'm less than 100%. Because this time I'm going to hit the 80%. No, I mean, I'm serious. Last time it was 76%. This time will be 80%. It's the way it goes.
Speaking of not 100%, the Flyers just releasing some news on Carter Hart.
What is it?
Not horrible. They're saying he will miss 2 to 3 weeks with a right lower abdominal strain.
Well, not horrible. Okay. Well, hopefully it's abs
manageable
and not. Hopefully it's not, you know, the core muscle component.
We have had more than enough core muscle issues in this city.
Good Lord. I mean, when they say abs, that can be part of core muscle, so maybe it is. That would be unfortunate. 888-729-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. 1245 today. 1245, we're going to have the Diddy in studio. And also coming up next, something about sports that I just don't buy at all. Lots of conversation about something that I believe flat out will not happen. What is it? Tell you next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Last fall, I lost 50 pounds on Nutrisystem, and I planned to keep it off. So when I looked at the scale after the holidays, I knew it was time for me to get back to the program. It just works so great for me. I feel energized. I'm sleeping much better. I'm wearing clothes I couldn't wear forever. I mean, I weigh what I did when I was in high school, and I feel fantastic. And I'm eating the foods that I love, pizza and burgers, chicken parm, ice cream. The meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat burning mode, and they do the work for you. They deliver it right to your house. You can lose 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Use the promo code radio to get my special buy 1 month, get 1 month free offer. You'll also get a week of protein-packed shakes free, and they're delicious. Don't put this off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code radio to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.